This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Sebastopol screenwriter Pamela Gray's first and biggest known professional success began, she says, with a desire to show a little-known subculture that was part of her childhood.
I started out wanting to write a movie that showed people the world of the Catskill Mountain Jewish bungalow colonies, which were working-class resorts, these communities that stayed all summer long. And that was my background. It was women and children during the week, and the husbands would go back to the city to work and then come up on the weekend.
That was where Gray spent her 13th summer in 1969, a tumultuous season that included the historic lunar landing in July and a month later, the Woodstock Music Festival just up the road. All that became the basis for an autobiographical coming-of-age screenplay she called The Blouse Man, which in turn became the 1999 film, A Walk on the Moon.
I kept having this very strong image of being in the bungalow colony the summer of 69, being at the swimming pool, and watching the hippies through the chain-link fence on their way to Woodstock. I saw that. I wanted to be on the other side of the fence with them. I remember the reaction of the Jewish housewives, including my mother, to what they were seeing outside the fence. And in retrospect, as an adult, I looked back on that as this culture clash between the 50s and the 60s, because the bungalow colonies were encapsulated in the 1950s.
Getting from that adolescent experience to the adult script was a lengthy, sometimes meandering journey, Gray recalls, one that led to a properly fateful turn.
I was a starving poet and writing professor in Oakland, trying to figure out how to make a living as a writer. And I stumbled upon an ad for a sitcom writing class in San Francisco and decided, I'm going to try this, even though I wasn't even watching sitcoms. And it was in that first class that I realized writing for Hollywood was the way people make a living as a writer.
From there, she went to the screenwriting graduate program at UCLA's film school, won a contest, landed a key internship, and sold her first script, all the while drafting and polishing her own story along the way. And, Pamela admits, letting her cinematic counterpart depart in significant ways from Gray's own experience.
She had the nerve to sneak off to Woodstock in the movie, and I did not. What happened for me is I kept harassing my mother until she said, okay, you can go to this concert. And then word started spreading that the National Guard was going to be up there and that thousands of people would be coming. And when my mother realized, she said, you are absolutely not going to this concert. And some of the older kids snuck out, but I was too scared to do that. And I think it's a good thing. I don't know if I would have written the film if I'd had the full experience.
Although she had some quibbles with the final form her script took on its way to the big screen, Gray says that 10 years after Walk on the Moon came out,
I still love it.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.